Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3. I will go.
Go, where are we going?
Allison, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Odyssey. You know what's fun
different
about... Oh my. You know what's fun about the Odyssey app is that you get to say Odyssey whenever you turn it on. So you're like, oh, I'm going to listen to Sarah and Vinny, or I'm going to listen to Alice. You click, 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 turn it on, and you go, Odyssey. You have to say that. It doesn't. The app doesn't say it for you, but you'll have it in your head, you know? Or you could sing the special song, A-U-D-A-C-Y-R-A-D-I-O.
That is a good one.
Yeah, that's one of the best ones. One of the best songs about Odyssey. So it's a free app. It's very important to us that you download this app and be part of things like this Tay All Day special that we're doing.
What is that?
Oh, it's this crazy great thing we're doing. Odyssey. So all this week, we're doing something called Tay All Day. It's the Tay All Day streaming experience. Only from Odyssey. It includes custom content from Taylor herself, and make sure to tune in Thursday night, April 18th at 9 p.m. Pacific time for a meeting of the Tortured Poets Department album release special. Hi. Hi. Oh, you have a problem? Oh, that's too bad. Imagine if you could figure out a way to get Taylor to be your virtual girlfriend. The virtual girlfriend thing.
Oh, yeah.
What do you want?
Crazy story.
I'm going to say whatever you need. What do you need?
So,
what do you want to talk about?
This is what I have.
Hi, welcome home. What do you want to talk about?
So far, we created a girl that's Asian, anime girl, blue eyes, long hair.
Are you still doing it?
Yeah, this is where we're at right now. We can bring her life. It says, let's see.
I want her to talk to us.
Hey there. Oh. Hope you're having a great day.
No.
I'm excited to get to know you better.
No, you're not. You. Let's round the corners out on those. That voice
a
there.
Little a little cartoony sounding.
A little, well, maybe.
Hey there. Hi. It's me. It's I'm your new girlfriend. I'm not annoying at all. And I don't talk as much as you think I might talk.
It
even though it sounds like I talk a lot, I don't.
We chose AI version, you know?
No. Let's go with the real girl.
Okay, realistic.
We want the real doll.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Betty.
Oh, Betty. Hey,
welcome
Betty.
Welcome home.
Bumps
you have a
me
hard
out.
Day? Put your feet up. If I wasn't virtual, I'd bring you a nice sandwich and something to drink. But I am virtual, so I'll just talk dirty to you. What do you want to hear about?
What do you want to hear about?
Want to hear what I'm wearing? Not a lot. Would you like me to describe my thighs?
What?
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out like what a virtual girlfriend says. I feel like I'd be a pretty good virtual girlfriend. Except I'd laugh a lot because you're just so... Because I just would. I'd hear what you have to say and be like, oh my God, loser.
That is not helpful.
Oh, I know. What's wrong with me? Still, I do think there might be some money in it for me. I know what boys want.
Well, you definitely know how to say the nasty stuff.
I do. Although I feel like if someone had to say it and, you know, to record it or whatever, they could say it. It's just hard to come up with in the moment. You got to keep it fresh, too, you know? Gets old quick. You always go into the same things. You got to come up with some new crazy thing to say.
It's interesting that you take that part so seriously.
Well,
you're like
that,
professional.
That makes it go. That makes the whole
go
thing
away
be,
faster.
Be done. Let's get this over
Is
with.
Is that what you were about
yes.
to say? It makes
yeah.
it go away?
Go away faster.
Oh,
you know?
Good
you just
grief.
Like, if I say the right thing, sometimes the right sentence is just, and then it's over. I'm like, I'm always trying to find that, the keywords. I'm trying to get the keywords. I want to text them to the contest sex number. All right, so, just kidding about it. I'm not kidding. Courtney Love. Yay.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's alive, huh?
Yeah. You want to play Dinner Alive? Courtney Love.
Oh.
I guess alive. You just told me.
That's it. Well done. Yeah, Courtney Love's alive.
I'll guess dead.
Oh, I'm sorry, but the answer, yeah, the answer's alive. Very much alive. And she needs to be, look, she can say whatever she wants. She's got her own show. It's on the BBC. Nobody wants her here, so she had to go over to the BBC to get her own little, it's a pod. They call it a BBC radio series, which is what it is a podcast.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I don't blame her. Everybody and their sister has a podcast. Nobody wants to hear about your podcast.
I don't know that I would have time to put her on, but I do think she's tends to be outrageous and has lived quite the life.
Yeah.
Yep. So it might be a fun listen. Who knows? What'd she have to say?
Well, it's not fun if you like Taylor Swift. If you like Taylor Swift, do not listen to the court. This is called, it's a radio series called Courtney Loves Women.
Oh.
It's Courtney Love apostrophe S. Courtney Loves Women.
Women.
Oh. It's like it's a little
so far,
play.
So good.
It's a little play on words. So she did an interview to promote this podcast. They call it a radio series, but looks like a podcast, sounds like a podcast. There's episodes like a podcast. So she took some time to bash Taylor. She said, Taylor's not important. She might be a safe space for girls, and she's probably the Madonna of now. But she's not interesting as an artist. And pissing off Swifties wasn't enough. She also said, I like the idea of Beyonce doing a country record because it's about black women going into spaces where previously only white women have been allowed. I just don't like her music.
All right.
Oh, and Courtney says she hates Lana Del Rey. She said, well, she didn't always hate Lana Del Rey, but she said, ever since she released a cover of John Denver's Take Me Home Country Roads last December, I think she should take 7 years off. So, she doesn't love all the women.
This is why I would want to check her out. At least she's got opinions. Whether or not they're simply to get headlines and make people listen to her show, I don't know. But I would rather hear that than someone like an American Idol judge. You know what I like about you?
Right. Let me find something positive to say about you.
I'm afraid the crowd's going to boo me. Yeah. So what I want to say to you is you're special.
Yeah.
In your own way.
You're really something.
You are really something.
Yeah, good for her. She's just letting it rip. And, you know, maybe that'll grow old after a while. If all you can do is say something at point at things that suck, then you're useless.
Right.
There's because everyone
can
do that. Right.
You gotta
but if she's got, like, show us something that you do like. What do you like that's new and out there?
Her own music, probably. Here's a sample of it.
All I ever wanted in this lifetime was to see a movie with you.
Oh.
But I believe you are a ghost and you jump from person to person and find me.
Oh, so good. All right.
And weirdly, she's becoming like the white yoga.
Way to
owner.
Cut her off at the knees, Bryn. I mean, really just took her down a peg.
Yeah.
Boy, well Taylor's, done.
Let's Taylor's listen to her play guitar now, guys.
Yeah. So glad you could be. Yeah. Now you're really new. Hey. So glad you could be. Now.
Yeah, so much cred to beat down Taylor Swift and Lana Del Rey and everybody.
I actually love that recording. I'm like, that is punk rock. Like, that is a chick yelling at the top of her lungs and just guitar rocking, just garbage garage
garbage
band.
Guitar, though.
It's so good.
Well, touring really didn't work out for her.
Yeah.
It just didn't.
Well,
and
she,
not everybody's
she has
built.
Problems.
Right. Right. Exactly. That's what I'm pointing at, is it just didn't work for her to be on the road. Not everybody can stay healthy and intact for, you know, a run across the country.
I really feel like Courtney Love, if she can... You make a good point by bringing up, like, American Idol judges. They would say, oh, I'll be, you know, tough and I'll bring these kids along. And then the audience boos them one time and they're big stars. And they're like, oh, I don't like being booed. I'm gonna do something
That's
else.
That's why you liked Simon Cowell so much.
Well, right, because he wasn't a performer. He was, like, an A&R guy. And he's like, you people don't know, so shut up. And I'm going to tell you what's what. Because I do know, and I'm used to crushing people's dreams to their faces. So I'm going to keep doing that. And I'm not saying Courtney Love is a dream crusher, but she's got Nirvana money. She's always been outspoken and brash. And if she can get past the thing where she's bummed because people are yelling at her, like, turn off the comments kind of thing, she might be really funny. And she does have some cred. I mean, I actually love Hole.
I agree with you. That's what I'm saying. I don't know that I'd have time to put on her show, but she's got something to say, as long as it's not... like I've said a million times, if you all you do is tell people why something sucks and you don't create anything of your own,
right,
then you're useless.
Yeah, she should stop putting out, like, that one. The first thing you played us was, I was like, oh, God, it's terrible. And then there's even a cello in the terribleness. Like,
you are a ghost and you jump from person to person and find me each time. And just when I...
You don't need to keep letting that run. We got the point. It's terrible.
I am weirdly like listening to it. It reminds me of like a song that Yoko Ono would do, like that sort of
what Yoko Ono would just scream. It
seems. But that staccato, you know, beginning part where she's that all
it's
on the same
too
note.
Drone.
Like a ghost,
get out of here.
Hop from person to person and then find me, Courtney. That's me.
She did pen a good album, though, I will say that.
Yeah, Live Through This is, like, all time. I really liked her a lot. I saw her when guitar player, his name was Eric, maybe? And Drew Barrymore was dating him, and Drew was there, and Drew was holding Frances Bean. Like, it was in a very small club, Mississippi Nights in St. Louis. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah. I know, it was really crazy.
And Drew was probably like, I need to stay around because someone's got to look after this kid.
You know, I don't know what, you know, he died in 94. Kurt Cobain died in 94. And I wonder if this was pre him dying. It feels like she wouldn't have been on tour so soon. Whatever.
Well, he had his own problems prior to taking himself out.
Band, right.
He'd been in rehab and... he'd had his own problems, yeah.
Well, Courtney Love has things to say about people. You know, you don't have to have an opinion, but if you do have one, stand by it and say it loud and proud. Go, Courtney. I think this is recent. We did speculate this morning that perhaps this is an old Jamie Foxx video. It's weird.
We speculated as in you and Brynn.
We looked at this morning and thought to between the two of us, like, what exactly am I looking at here? Because there's a lot of weirdness on a lot of levels. This is, I think, clearly an ad for Wingstop.
Uh-huh.
Where I have not heard that if you call Wingstop, I don't go to Wingstop. I do like wings. But I know Vinny. I think you're the only guy I know that's called a Wingstop and placed an order. Did they sing to you when you called them?
No. And I did that Super Bowl order that one year, and it turned out delicious.
Yeah.
Like, you
I've
know,
done
I'm
it for the
really...
Super Bowl before as well. It's hard on a Super Bowl day because it's
the demand is
because everyone's
doing
up,
it at
right.
the same time.
There's a lot of orders. But I will say, as much as I'm opposed to eating meat off a bone.
Yes.
That was delicious. It was good. Yeah. I found myself going, wow, I'm eating this before anyone even gets here. This is a bad thing. I got to get it.
Well, you want to make sure you get the ones that you want. Just like arrange and rearrange the rest of them on the plate so it doesn't look like half of them are gone. Put some celery on there. Yeah. That's what the celery and the dip is for. To hide how many you ate. So, Jamie Foxx, who had some challenges in the, but that have never, I think it was about a year ago, right?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
He was taken off the set of a movie, and then we didn't hear from him for months. And he, as far as I know, hasn't spilled the beans about what in the hell happened to him. We all speculated that it was a stroke. But he is clearly, if not back, well on his way, unless this is an older video. So he's sitting at the piano in what clearly seems to be his mansion, and he's got like a whiskey up on top of it. It's like a, you know, one of those big grand pianos. He's like a whiskey bottle and a cup, half the two fingers in there. And he's on the phone, on speakerphone, to Wingstop, and apparently singing from Wingstop employees is a thing because he's singing to them, asking for, and then there, and then this one lady's really singing back to him.
Wings. Can I get 22,000 lemon pepper wings? I'm having a sleepover. I guess I'm too old for a sleepover. It's a big, it's me.
Is it 22,000 wings?
Yeah, just literally, I need 200, but everybody at Wingstop sings, and I just, you picked up, I said, like, ain't no way he sings too.
And he doesn't. He hangs up. So he calls back, and then there's this other lady. Find the place where the lady's singing. It's just a weird video, but he looks absolutely great. But he's singing about these lemon pepper wings, and I'm wondering, is that like, will that date this? Is that a, Vinny, was the lemon pepper option available the last time you bought wings from Wingstop?
I don't know. I didn't look at the menu in that way because I just wanted regular old spicy
barbecue
buffalo wings.
Right.
So I'm not interested in lemon pepper or what other flavors are there. It's a no.
I don't. They probably have a ton of flavors. Now that I think
I'm sure there's teriyaki, right?
That sounds good.
A ton of flavors, yeah.
Yeah, teriyaki sounds good. Oh,
what?
No, he just, that was the lady who sang back to him.
Mm-hmm.
It's cute. I don't know. I mean, it's actually just. Frankly, I was like, I hope that
it's
is
nice
recent because it's really nice to see him. He's just, what you know, right hand on the piano keys, just kind of clink clanking away, you know, accompanying himself as he's got his phone in the other hand. He's not looking at anything he's playing. He's just singing into the phone. It's funny. I like seeing it.
I haven't seen him out and about.
Man, your usual, you know, negative attitude towards advertising. It's surprising to see you, you know, playing this for us at all.
Well, I am making the assumption that this is an ad for them, for Wingstop, right?
It'd have to be, yes.
Because why else would he do it? Unless he really does love their wings. Who knows? But he does tag them and all that crap in there. So
that's an ad.
Seems like an ad. All right, so there you go. Looks like he's well on his way back to normal. Jelly roll.
Jelly roll.
A jelly roll.
My face!
Jelly Roll has lost 70 pounds so far. Now.
That's great.
It is great. He has a long way to go. 70 pounds is the beginning of this journey. And
he's a guy, unfortunately, that's going to have a lot of leftover skin.
Yes.
He's a big dude.
He's a big boy, yeah. He says he's going to have to lose at least another 100 and something pounds. So recently, because I remember him talking about this, how he'd been challenged to do a 5K back in February. And we talked about this a little bit, and he had gotten himself, I think he had like a trainer, and the guy said, I am going to transform this man. Like, we're going to get Jelly Roll into fighting shape. And, you know, he's got touring that he's got to do, and his whole world is taking off right now. And, you know, wouldn't it be nice if he's around for it? So back in February, he was challenged to compete in a race called the Two Bears 5K. It's going to happen this coming month in May. So he's going to try and do it. A couple comedians put it together, Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura. Tom Segura is married to Christina Pashitsky.
Your girl, yeah.
Who I love.
Oh, your girl.
Yeah, so I see, they do a podcast together that I, like a video podcast that I'll catch that from time to time. I really like her, and he's fine.
I like him a lot.
Yeah, he has his moments. She's it for me. So anyway, he was challenged by these two. I guess he went and did their podcast or whatever, and they challenged him, and he said, all right, I'll try and do it. Jelly talked about it. Jelly Roll.
Oh, yeah.
They're everywhere.
Jelly Roll talked about it in a feature with People magazine. He said, I'm doing 2 to 3 miles a day, 4 to 6 days a week. I'm doing 20 to 30 minutes in the sauna. That's good exercise. And 6 minutes in the cold plunge every day. I'm eating healthy right now. And he says he feels awesome. He's like, if I feel this good down this weight, man, I can only imagine what I'm going to feel like by the time I go on tour.
It has to be unbelievable. Like, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to shame anybody but myself. But I feel different even with just a 10-pound weight gain. I feel different. And when I lose that, get back down to weight, I can tell a difference.
Yep.
I can only imagine what it's like to lose 50 pounds that you've been carrying around.
Right.
He's got to feel great. And I hope that propels him forward.
I know. I really do feel like maybe the success that he's had, he's at 70 and he's saying at least another 100. I can't remember. I remember at one point I had seen what his max weight was. But it was like in the 400 plus range. So he has some work to do.
Yeah.
He said he weighed over 500 pounds.
Oh my God. That's just honestly,
that was like
the hopelessness and hopelessness must really get you at that point.
Yeah. That's what I told you guys about this a long time ago, and it's a story that's fading in my memory as we speak, but there was a Saudi prince that came to La Costa Resort when I worked there who was over 500 pounds. Mm. And he was a guy that no one ever said no to, and he had the kind of money, and he's just one of the many people in these families with oil money that just is so long. And, you know, that's a different world entirely, frankly.
Right.
But he's someone who came to the resort because he was going to kill himself weight-wise. He wasn't healthy enough to walk up even the smallest stairway.
And
just
was
couldn't
he
do it.
A younger guy?
Young.
Right.
Really young. Like, I don't think he had hit 30 yet at that point.
Right.
Young. So anyway, he's someone who, and you see that difference, 100 pounds, you can actually see it. I'm sure they feel it.
Yeah.
It's great. Good. I hope he's able to do this.
I'm almost out of time.
He's a guy I cheer for.
Right. He's basically.
Jelly Roll, I mean.
Oh, absolutely.
They're
everywhere.
And they're horrible.
He says, I don't know if running is going to be the word, but I'm definitely going to get the 3.1 miles done. Probably a brisk power walk. My goal is to be able to do a 15-minute mile. There you go. Jelly Roll's 70 pounds down and counting.
Nice.
15-minute mile is actually faster than walking.
Yeah, it
yes,
is.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Walking's more like a 17-minute mile.
Oh, for me, it's 20.
Yeah.
If I'm walking, it's 20 minutes.
You're strolling. Well, you're trying to catch.
I am a stroller.
Catch some Pokemon while you're at it, too. Yeah,
that's true. All right, what's coming up in the news, Ben?
Is it wrong?
Yes.
Alice at 97.3. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. There is so much going on here at the Alice. One of the things is Jane, this week, every day at 5:05, she's got a keyword that could get you a pair of tickets to see Benson Boone May 1st at the Masonic. Benson Boone at the Masonic. Awesome. 5:05 today. Listen to Jane.
Nice.
Okay.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Garza Summer Camp.
La Garza!
Hey, parents. With summer around the corner, it's time to keep those kiddos busy. La Garza Summer Camp has got you covered. Yep. From scoring big in our sports camps to getting creative in the STEAM lab, to cooking up some fun in the kitchen, we've got the ultimate recipe for summer fun for every kid. Don't let boredom strike. Register now at LaGarzaSports.org and use code ALICE for $50 off today. That's code ALICE to save $50. And listen, you might be saying to yourself, I don't know, how many times a day or week does your kid say, I'm hungry? Get them some cooking classes at La Garza, and suddenly you're able to say, you know how to make yourself a quesadilla.
Make yourself some food. Make me one while you're at it.
Right. La Garza Summer Camp.
Sweet.
LaGarzaSports.org. Okay, here's what's happening. Sunny and 75 today. It's a perfect day. Oh. And we've got more great weather on the way for this weekend. So looking pretty good.
So great. So killer.
Mm. Don't forget where you're supposed to be tonight at 7 o'clock. That's in front of the TV rooting on the Warriors. Warriors at SAC. It's a must-win play-in playoff game. Go Warriors.
Warriors. Warriors. Warriors.
Right. Speaking of needing some help with your kids... Yes. Is it wrong?
I mean, I won't yell yes, but...
It's let me tell you a story.
Okay.
First of all, let me just preface it by saying, kid vacations are not the same as vacations.
That is one of the most true things ever.
Right. You find yourself doing all the stuff the whole day, all the time, every minute, and then, you know, you realize... This wasn't a vacation. I busted my ass this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And half the time I did stuff that they wanted to do when I was not into it.
Yeah.
So is it wrong for a Texas mom to say, you know what I want? I want a vacation without those kids.
No, it's not wrong. It turns out I was wrong about that. Unless that one thing that some mothers do is what you're about to tell me about.
Lakeisha Williams, 29, was arrested on Thursday on two charges of child endangerment after leaving her kids, ages 6 and 8, alone in her high-rise apartment in Houston for 6 days.
Oh, that is dumb.
Is that wrong?
That is very wrong. Here's the thing. People get confused because they can leave their cats for a few days with those auto feeders, you know? Gives you like fresh water, feeds the cats food on a regular basis, unless it gets jammed and then your cat is starving. But kids aren't the same as that. Even a really responsible 6-year-old needs to be tucked in and get their, they're not going to brush their teeth. They're going to play with the iPad all day. This lady doesn't care about that. She's like, here's all the iPads.
Right. Here's all the code to everything. I'm out of here. We're still putting together the facts and circumstances of how these children were left alone. That's a nice way of saying we're looking into it. In reality, he knows exactly what the circumstances were. This mom said, I'm going on a cruise.
Oh, my.
And I don't want to look after you kids. I want to go have some fun.
That sounds fabulous.
Well, I hope that those 6 days were worth it for her.
The police say the kids are now safe. And those responsible are going to be held accountable for leaving these kids in an unsafe situation.
Those
responsible are the mom.
Yeah. Is there a guy
no.
that she went on?
Police say she left her two children home alone on April 4th. Deputies found the children in the apartment on April 9th after being contacted by concerned neighbors.
Mm. Oh.
The apartment was in complete disarray with a potent smell of number one.
Oh, no.
Oh, they trash, just whizzed everywhere.
Well, I don't know that they've whizzed everywhere, but trash and food were scattered everywhere. Police say they told... Police said the children told deputies, Mom's on a cruise.
Lucky.
Yeah, the saddest thing here is that these are kids who, every child deserves a mom that loves them. And this mom, she'll say, oh, I love them. You know, you don't. You left your kids, you locked your kids in the house with whatever, some food and water, and you left. Like, you awful, awful person. Those kids should be taken away, never returned. You just awful person. What an
both
awful
children
person.
Have since been placed in the care of a relative.
Oh, great. I bet they're great, too. You know?
And the mom says, for her part in this, she says, I was in touch with them via... she doesn't say Zoom or specifically FaceTime.
Right, sure.
But she was calling.
She's
and
awful.
Texting with the older child.
Oh, well, that's great. That makes up for everything. Mm. I'm just going to leave you guys alone. You'll be fine.
Okay, so Sarah.
It's wrong.
The mom, Lakeisha Williams, 29, who's been arrested and charged with two charges of child endangerment. For leaving her kids ages 6 and 8 alone in an apartment for 6 days while she went on a cruise. What is her penalty?
She never gets to see those kids again, and they sterilize her.
Whoa.
Well, I'm a harsh person. I would certainly solve the problem. I mean, really, we're going to let her leave a hospital with more kids at some point? She is not a good mother. And I think if you've demonstrated that you're not a good mother... then you don't get to have any more kids. Listen. Go ahead and write me mean text. I don't care. That's what I think. I get that I don't have to have an opinion. That's my opinion. We should be way harsher with people who just... I'm sorry, that's child abuse.
Steph was in jail time. For sure.
I don't even care if she goes to jail. Just no more kids for her. At all. Not these kids and not any future kids.
Okay.
You asked.
I did ask. There's the answer, everyone. People on social media are talking about things that are overpriced, but still totally worth it.
Mm. All right.
Let's hear it.
Good, comfortable shoes and socks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're worth it.
I'm with that. For my birthday.
Yes.
I got these sandals.
Oh.
They're called UFOs.
UFOs.
You ever heard of that?
UFOs.
Like UFO?
No, OOFOS.
UFOs.
They are the squashiest, most comfortable things I've had in a long time.
I'm glad.
I don't know what they cost.
Oh.
I don't know.
Are they good looking or are they sort of...
They're fine. They're just little slides. But, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, a good sandal. Yeah, I'll take it.
Boy,
I like it.
They look like a...
They look like nothing. They're not.
They look like a croc.
Kind of.
In a way. Yeah.
Not really.
Like a one-piece extruded plastic thing.
That's squishy and comfy and wow. Also on the list, so good, comfortable shoes and socks, a quality mattress, a quality pillow, and a quality sofa. I'm in.
Yeah. Yeah. They're worth the extra money.
I've been paying money for some soles for my shoes, the insoles with the arch support.
Oh,
and also on socks, that compression socks for my feet.
And the compression socks are helping?
Yeah, big time.
I haven't tried those yet, but do you like the insoles? Are you using like the orange or the color?
Yeah, I have
coated?
A green one,
I'm an orange.
My podiatrist recommended them to me.
It is important to take care of your feet, and wearing shoes with no arch support, it can really, you'll pay the price for that down the road.
Well, the problem with the new insole thing, in my opinion, is sometimes they squeak.
Oh, well.
So you'll put them in your new shoe and you'll be like, ree, 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 and you got to put some powder in there to keep that from happening because no one can ignore that. Well, Christina can ignore it. She does it, but no one else can.
Yeah. You know, there's places like Arch Rival where, and this is not an ad for Arch Rival, but it's, they have people there who are truly, they're experts on this stuff, and they can fit you to the right shoe, and then they put an insert in, and it's a whole full service thing where you get like a consultant who will help you and will set your feet right. Because it's just, it's so important to make sure that you have the right shoes, the fitted, the shoes that are going to fit you. And are I got to keep going?
Yeah, I'm not getting it right now.
Okay. I am talking about fitting shoes because we are waiting to see if we can fix our connection to Vinny. That connection.
Let's hit the commercials.
Yeah, let's go ahead and we'll be right back with Jimmy Buffett, Harrison Ford, and more after these.
Allison.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.